I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. According to the latest United Nations estimates, more than 1 in 10 worldwide will face food insecurity or starvation by the end of the year. More people requested emergency food aid in the first 9 months of 2020 than in all of 2019. The spike ties directly to the COVID-19 pandemic in poor communities. AMG International's Tassos Ioannidis explains.
Because of the lockdowns associated with COVID-19, people have been unable to earn any income. 70% of the income in these families goes for food. So when they have no income, there is no food. It is as simple as that.
AMG partners hand out relief packs with food and essential hygiene items like soap, hand sanitizer, and disinfectant. And at each delivery, believers share the hope of Christ. And if you're hearing this in the United States, you probably have some big plans tonight for Thanksgiving dinner.
Now's a great time to, even as you're sitting around the Thanksgiving table and diving into the turkey and all the trimmings, to remember Native American brothers and sisters brought hope to us in the first place, and we can partner with them to help them bring hope to their people.
That's Brad Hutchcraft with On Eagle's Wings, a division of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. On Eagle's Wings supports Native believers who bring Christ's healing to their people.
These Native brothers and sisters in Christ saying, I have been through the hurt. I've been through the heartache. I have family history in boarding schools, but I have found hope, and his name is Jesus.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.